We're speaking with Kapathia Jenkins, and she's starring in Aretha, a tribute, with the Colorado Symphony up at Red Rocks Amphitheater, July 8th, 7:30. And Brooklyn in the house. Hey, Kapathia, thanks for taking a little time to talk to me here.
Hello. I'm so happy to be chatting with you. Thanks for having me.
You've been to Colorado before. We've established that. Have you played at Red Rocks yet?
No, but I will tell you this. Years ago, I was doing a play at Denver Center, and on our day off, we took a drive, and we went past the Red Rocks, and so we, you know, walked down to the stage, and I stood on that stage and sang Amazing Grace, just to the air, and the acoustics blew me away, and in that moment, I sort of did like this silent vow to myself, one of these days, you're going to get to play a concert here. So this is bucket list. I'm so excited. I cannot even stand it. I'm so excited.
I read somewhere that you've been doing this tribute to the Queen of Soul for, this isn't just the first rodeo for you. You've been doing this show since the beginning of the year.
It's so weird to talk about time now because I feel like 2020 was just like the lost year, but yes, we put this show together a few years ago, and it's been really, really popular, you know, with symphonies all across the country, and so we're really excited to get back to an audience, and I'm excited to get back with the Colorado Symphony, but yeah, we've been doing it a while, so it's sort of well-oiled, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, now people may or may not know, you're an actress and a singer, you do the Broadway thing, but you've also done just acting without singing, and you've done singing without acting as well. Now, how is it that you're both?
I started out as this, you know, this little black girl in Brooklyn, New York, right, with a hairbrush as my microphone in the mirror, singing songs. I grew up in the church. And so I sort of started out as a singer, right? And my third grade music teacher told my mom, this girl has some real talent. You should nurture it, you know, and my mom did. So I studied voice at an early age. I studied through high school, you know, singing Italian and German and French arias and learning the technique of singing. But I got bit by the acting bug sort of like just right out of college, right? I started to audition for musical theater and just realized, you know, they sort of go hand in glove for me. So if I'm singing, I am telling story. You know, because what I know about myself is that the thing that is most important about a song is the lyric. It's always the lyric first for me, tell the story. And so in some ways, when I'm singing, I am acting.
You know, any good singer,
that's sort of go hand in glove.
You've done shows. There was one in particular, Sophisticated Ladies, Songs of Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. Then you've also done a show of Gladys Knight songs. So this isn't exactly when you're singing, you know, Aretha Franklin. You've kind of been down this road before.
You know, for me, it's one of the things that I absolutely love and admire about Aretha is that no matter what she was singing, whether it was gospel or the Great American Songbook, or, you know, jazz, or soul, or R&B. When you heard her, she was quintessentially herself, right?
Yeah.
You know where she comes from. You hear her tone. It's like, that's Aretha, right? I can name that singer in one note, you know? And so for me, in a tribute to her, I feel that that's the most important thing, right? So that when Kapathia is singing, you quintessentially know it's Kapathia. But there are absolutely obvious nods to Aretha. There's certain licks that she did there's certain things that she did that I'm trying to cop that, like, straight off the record. You know, I'm trying to do it just like her because I know that that's what we're all used to hearing. But in terms of trying to imitate her, it would just never happen. You know, it would just never happen. But when you hear those songs, it takes you back to whenever, wherever you were, you know, when you heard Respect or Natural Woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's trying to evoke this iconic woman that came up through an era that was filled with amazing artists, you know, amazing music, Motown, soul, all of that. And she carved her own path, you know, she carved her own path and then stayed at the head of the pack for decades.
Well, listen, we're really happy to have had a little time to talk with you. Kapathia Jenkins going to be in town at Red Rocks Amphitheater July 8th, 7:30. Tickets are at AXS.com. The Colorado Symphony, that's a great band to work with. They know how to play with singers. That's one thing.
Yes, they do. I'm so excited. You know, listen, I always say it's nice to get invited to play, right? But the sweet spot is when you get invited back.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy to share the stage again with the Colorado Symphony. They are the best. I'm excited.